This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Health.
So as someone that's really concerned with sustainability and considers herself an environmentalist, I think it's really difficult during the holidays because you're so likely to buy more stuff than usual. The holidays are so focused on consumerism and consumption, and with that comes waste.
Here at HeritageRadioNetwork.org, we're dreaming of a green Christmas. And by green, we don't mean the color of our Christmas tree. And we're not even sure if having a Christmas tree is environmentally sustainable in the first place. No, when we say green, we mean sustainable, responsible, healthy, environmentally friendly. Christmas is a time of giving and buying and excess. How can the average person make small changes to help the environment this holiday season? We called our recycling expert and sustainability consultant, Jenny Romer, for advice, and some tips were more obvious than others.
You know, Christmas involves a lot of gift giving. So one thing that I try to concentrate on is just making sure that I look at the quality of gifts rather than the quantity. Just making sure that you're buying something that someone actually wants rather than just purchasing something because you feel that you have to.
If you plan on throwing a party, Jenny thinks you should ditch the disposable utensils.
So there are a lot of Christmas parties or holiday parties that happen this time of year. And, you know, people tend to buy plates and silverware or cutlery and those types of things. So one thing that I recommend is purchasing some inexpensive silverware rather than purchasing the plastic type. Silverware is relatively easy to wash, and then you can just kind of stow it away for other future parties rather than buying plastic silverware over and over again.
And finally, be sure that when you're thinking green, you're acting green.
One thing to look out for in New York City is that some products, you know, market themselves as compostable and some are compostable. But in New York City, there isn't a composting system that is really easily available. So if you're tempted to buy a compostable plate or a compostable product, only really do so if you have a way to actually compost it, because it doesn't really make a difference if it just goes to the landfill.
We wish you all a happy and healthy holiday season and hope that you do your part in making the world a greener place, not just on Christmas, but every day. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Cool EP by Dane Chadwick. Thanks for listening.